Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome to another edition of Director's Cut. This week is something special. Even if you haven't heard his name, you will have heard his music. Over his seven-decade career, when I said five in the trailer, John Williams has written the soundtracks to Jaws, Star Wars, Harry Potter and more, delighting generations of moviegoers past, present and definitely future. Well, John Williams is the man behind the music to many of the world's greatest films and soundtracks. Thanks to his decades-long collaborations with some of Hollywood's greatest directors, including, of course, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. Well, Williams has scored some of the most iconic musical moments in modern cinema. By way of an introduction, here he is talking about his composing concepts.
In the hills of western Massachusetts, the midsummer breeze carries the scent of honeysuckle and the sound of genius. This is Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and of its best-known artist-in-residence, John Williams. The maestro actually lives in Los Angeles, but he says Tanglewood is where he's done some of his best work.
Its effect on me is very spiritual and very exciting, and I've written so much music here, so many film scores in this place.
Here?
Right here. I come every summer.
Can you drop some names, the scores that you wrote here?
Star Wars films, Indiana Jones, and Schindler's List, Harry Potter, a great percentage of that work done physically here.
And what astonishing work it is. John Williams is the most honored movie composer of all time, with five Academy Awards so far. And he has 51 Oscar nominations, more than any other living person. Only Walt Disney has more.
I know you're a very modest man, but do you ever allow yourself that moment to step back and say, wow, look what I've done?
Tracy, I'll be completely honest with you. It's very hard for me to take complete pleasure in anything that I've made. You can love it, and you can love it all, but you can always see things that could be improved. I wish I could have, I had the kind of person I could say, ah, this is fantastic. But I don't think there's that, in the art of music, I don't think there's any place for that kind of vanity. I don't know who else could, who could possibly feel that way.
It could be argued that film composing doesn't get any better than the work he's done with director Steven Spielberg. To date, Williams has scored all but three of Spielberg's feature films, including 1993's Schindler's List.
It's Hebrew from the Talmud. It says whoever saves one life saves the world entire.
When he first showed you Schindler's, what did you say?
And I was like, I don't bawl, but I was choked up. And I said, Steven, I just have to leave the room. And I went outside and walked around, collect myself, and back in to start the meeting. And this is just about verbatim. I said, Steven, this is a great film, and you really need a better composer than I am for this film. And he said, I know, but they're all dead. That was, so I went on to become the live composer.
Like the movie, the musical score is itself a classic, telling the story as no words ever could. Right. fighting it, Williams says, took everything he had.
How all-consuming is your work when you are composing?
It's a great privilege to be able to work the way I work, but it is so intense that you neglect things. You can neglect people, you can neglect family. I have wonderful children. My late wife is gone, but present wife is very happy. But it does so consume your life, this work, which it really shouldn't. A lot of the work that I do is certainly not that important. But the process of doing it is so all-consuming, just to suggest your word you use, that is the truth of it. It isn't a sometime thing. It's a full-time thing.
This is so cool.
It really is so cool. Right now, the maestro has a few other projects in the works, and he might not appear on stage as often as he or his fans might want. But somehow, when John Williams is conducting, the music you've heard a thousand times can suddenly give you goosebumps again.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Director's Cut. This week is something special. Even if you haven't heard his name, you will have heard his music. Over his seven-decade career, when I said five in the trailer, John Williams has written the soundtracks to Jaws, Star Wars, Harry Potter and more, delighting generations of moviegoers past, present and definitely future. Well, John Williams is the man behind the music to many of the world's greatest films and soundtracks. Thanks to his decades-long collaborations with some of Hollywood's greatest directors, including, of course, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. Well, Williams has scored some of the most iconic musical moments in modern cinema. By way of an introduction, here he is talking about his composing concepts. So now you have a flavour of the man's genius. Well, our first track today is E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and its subtitles Flying. At the time of the film's release in 1982, E.T. was a marvel of animatronic achievement, but despite all its expressive abilities and Spielberg's artful direction, it was going to take a very special soundtrack to achieve the kind of endearment for the creature that would ultimately take this film to the heights of his success.
Thank you.
Yes, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Well, our next one up is Schindler's List. When Steven Spielberg first approached John Williams to score the historical drama Schindler's List, the composer was apprehensive. "You need a better composer than I am for this film," he humbly told the director. And Steven Spielberg replied, "I know, but they're all dead," came the response. Nevertheless, Williams agreed to write the music, and wow, what a tearjerker. The score for the film, which tells the story of Oskar Schindler and his efforts to save Jewish refugees from the Holocaust. Here it is, Schindler's List, main theme. Very poignant. Well, imagine this. In 1993, Andronises have been extinct for about 65 million years. Can you imagine the sheer awe and wonder you might feel if you arrived on an island to find full-sized, living, breathing, prehistoric beasts? Well, observing from a safe distance, of course. Well, this feeling exactly what John Williams' theme to Jurassic Park perfectly encapsulates. Introduced when three visitors to the park full of cloned dinosaurs whom lay eyes on a gigantic brontosaurus, the main theme is a rich and swelling medley, first played by the strings before surging to a crescendo with full orchestration, triumphant brass melodies and sublime choral harmonies that mimic the spine-chilling reverence of a dinosaur sighting.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back to Director's Cut. This week, a special program playing you the themes composed by the remarkable John Williams. Well, in an iconic piece of music known for its eerie and suspenseful nature, it's a simple two-note ostinato that is repeated at increased speeds and volumes, creating a sense of constant, relentless danger. What am I talking about? It's the theme from Jaws. Williams described it as a grinding away at you, just as a shark would do. Instinctual, relentless, unstoppable. Well, according to the legacy of John Williams. And here it is, the great Jaws theme from John Williams.
Thank you.
Jaws still gets you, doesn't it? There you go, Jaws, the theme by John Williams, of course. Well, over 30 years after its initial release, the 1990 comedy film Home Alone remains a Yuletide favourite for millions. Yeah, I remember, I enjoyed it immensely when I first saw it. Well, 8-year-old Kevin McAllister, played by Macaulay Culkin, is accidentally left at home alone over the Christmas period. He single-handedly defends the family home from burglars Harry Marv with the assistance of cling film and feathers, toy cars, Christmas ornaments, and a pet tarantula. Well, the title theme is thoroughly festive affair, complete with celeste, pizzicato strings, and jingle bells that are purely evocative of reindeer and Santa's sleigh. Well, the encroaching terror of burglary is conveyed by a switch to a minor key, an eerie string glissando swoop and stretch over the steadily chugging melody. Here is Home Alone, the main theme, Somewhere in My Memory, as it was subtitled. Thank you. very enjoyable movie. Now, although John Williams only scored the first three films to the Harry Potter series, his Hedwig's theme appears in all eight. Well, full of magic and mystery, the theme perfectly depicts the wonderful wizarding world with its flying cars, talking letters and moving staircases, and its darker moments hint at the lurking threat posed by the villain known as He Who Must Not Be Named. Here is the theme from Harry Potter, Hedwig's theme, I mean, from Harry Potter.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Yes, indeed, this is the Director's Cut. This week it's John Williams' themes. Well, the main theme of Hook revolves around the journey of an adult Peter Pan, now a lawyer named Peter Banning, who rediscovers his childhood and the importance of imagination and playfulness. He reconnects with his inner child and the world of Netherland to save his children from Captain Hook, ultimately learning to embrace his past and become a better father. And this is how John Williams interpreted that in the theme from Hook.
Thank you.
There you go, one of the lesser known themes written by John Williams. Moving on now, well, here's one you will recognize. Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first film to follow the great adventures of Indiana Jones on his daring escapades around the world, and features one of the most instantly recognizable themes ever written for film, that's for sure. Well, the Raiders March theme from the film was written over several weeks, with Williams aiming to write something that was theatrical and excessive rather than anything too serious. The result is an astonishing theme with its fanfares and militaristic rhythms for percussion, lower brass and piccolo. Here we are then with the theme from Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Raiders March. What a genius piece of music. Back for more after the break. Welcome back to Director's Cut. We have three more to bring you on this special program, The Music of John Williams. Well, over the past 50 years, Clark Kent and his superhero persona have appeared in many different guises on the movie screen and in music. Well, of all the remakes and spin-offs, however, one theme reigned supreme. Yes, John Williams' title theme for the 1978 Superman is an emblematic as the character himself. Based on a major triad, the fanfare theme teases its arrival by first descending in pitch before its second iteration culminates in the satisfying moment when the entire orchestra unites in a rhythm that, if it had words, would be bellowing out Superman. so impactful. The theme from Superman. Well, with 9 films made over 4 decades, I think you know what I'm talking about here, making up the complete, Star Wars saga, and around 60 to 70 musical themes throughout the 18-plus hours of music, this is the creme de la creme of John Williams' work, and one of the biggest and most impactful film scores in history. There's no way Williams could have predicted the enormity of the franchise would grow into where it sat down to score the first film. But somehow his magnificent main theme brings the Starbound series to life even now as it approaches the 50th anniversary of its release. superb stuff, isn't it? Well, Star Wars actually gets another airing as we complete this program today, because there's also the Imperial March. Well, it takes a special type of talent to be able to write a theme so iconic that the audience instinctively knows what it represents without even looking at the screen. Of course, John Williams can do that, and he does it. The Imperial March from Star Wars, often known as Darth Vader's theme, is a terrifying march. The constantly repeating rhythm played by snare drums and strings create a sense of inescapable impending doom, while the trumpet melody and the dotted rhythms represent a dark imitation of regal themes. So we're going to play out with Imperial March from Star Wars. Thanks, as always, to my colleagues Maddie and Eamon for helping me put the program together. We'll be back with a more regular theme next time, but I hope you've enjoyed the music of John Williams, and thanks for joining me today. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.